Okay, like we were all going along thinking we were just having a normal weekend.
Minding our own beeswax.
And then some stuff started happening. We started seeing some things in some places. Bradley Traynor, take us on the journey. Okay. The engagement.
First thing we need to do is get the Cobra Gang together,
yes.
Kids.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Engage!
Yay!
Engage!
Star Trekkers, Trekkies everywhere were very excited when we just did that. But this has nothing to do with Star Trek and everything to do with Britney Spears because, you guys, she's engaged. Oh, my G.
We didn't even know that was going to happen.
Only we kind of did. And here's why. So this is a journey. You referenced the word journey. Let's go on it because, like many of you, I saw this story creep into the world. I think it was on Saturday, it might have been Sunday, it doesn't matter, that one Sam Asghari had posted a photograph of a ring, an engagement ring, with a, what do we call it? Inscription?
Engraving?
Yeah, engraving, right? Inscription?
Mm-hmm. Engraving? Engraving.
That said simply, Lioness. And he posted that to his stories on the Insta. A fan account picked it up before it disappeared and was like, oh my God, Sam got Britney a ring with the word lioness on it. It's now been deleted. So then it was deleted very shortly after it was posted. And then there was the following post on Sam's stories. Quote, account got hacked and was photoshopped. Calm down, everyone.
Excuse me?
So it was like, okay, for a good chunk of the weekend, we thought, well, this is interesting. Sam posted, or Sam's account was hacked. Somebody was trying to make us think they got engaged. There's only one problem with that.
Which is?
That is a load of hooey, and we didn't believe that from the get-go.
No.
So when I first saw this, I was like, okay, people's accounts do get hacked, but you want me to believe that somebody's account got hacked? And the hacker hacked solely for the purpose of confusing fans, making them think that the person who'd been hacked was proposing marriage. I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Also, does he not have two-factor authentication?
Thank you. Now, I do want to go ahead and say this. We do know people in our lives who have been hacked on Instas. And when that happens, what usually is being posted on that person's account is not specific to the actual person. It's like spammy stuff.
Like the person takes over their account and suddenly it becomes like this weird zombie account that like poops out spam.
Yeah.
That's not the case. What happened was the person posted as if they were, you know, like a Free Britney person trying to get all up in our, you know, business with lies.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems a little far-fetched. Oh, good news. It was far-fetched because he did propose, because we all now know, because likely you got the My Talk 107.1 app headline, Britney Spears engaged to Sam Asghari yesterday. So this entire journey hath resolved itself, and that is where we are, but we still have so many questions.
Absolutely. So this all, okay, so the first thing I would like to just point out, we learned about this officially over her Instagram account.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'm going to just give a ballpark, which is funny enough, happens to be where I was when I got the announcement at the ballpark. I'm going to give a ballpark. It was probably somewhere between like 4 and 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Now,
sounds about right.
Can we just talk about when big news usually breaks when it comes to celebrities?
It usually breaks on a Friday if it's bad news.
Yep.
Otherwise, I don't even really know.
Like it's on just, Monday or Tuesday.
It's not going to be on a weekend. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. It's not going to be on a weekend. So that in and of itself was sort of like suspicious timing, right?
Yeah.
But the way that she announced it was by a video flashing her finger at us.
Yeah.
So now we know, okay, this wasn't a hacking on Sam Asghari's account.
Yep.
This was real.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, that photograph of him shopping for rings, that paparazzi photograph that was totally arranged,
This entire thing.
This whole thing is arranged.
Mm-hmm. Which,
right.
Stick with us. Anyway, finish what you're saying.
Well, and so I was just sort of bringing everybody up to speed on all the little things. But you mentioned, like, we have more questions. We do have more questions.
The biggest question is, what was this whole my phone got hacked thing?
Because yes.
9 times out of 10, when a celebrity tells you they were hacked, and it's because whatever was published was either problematic or somehow, what's the word I'm looking for, like,
didn't reflect well on them. Yeah, exactly.
Like, it gives us an insight into something they don't want us to know. Like, when it's that kind of thing, like, I'm always like, yeah, that person just wants to pretend that they didn't just do that. So my question about the hack is he literally not the smartest French fry in the Happy Meal? Or, and like, posted it thinking they were ready to do whatever launch. And she was like, hey, I'm going to be the first one to announce this. Nice try. Like, what would, or was it like, let's pretend you got hacked? Because that seems possible, because, you know, we know that in Hollywood, nothing is real and everyone smokes. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't see what the, again, it happened on a weekend. Like, what's the point of that when they just turned around and did it like a day later?
Okay. So do you know what this actually reminds me of? And okay. So lies? I'll tell you what it reminds me of. Yeah. It reminds me of lies, because it is one. But it reminds me of the false start of the J-Lo and A-Rod breakup.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember how that dominated conversations when that happened? Oh. It was the exact same timing,
maybe,
too.
Maybe Jennifer Lopez is like...
well, like, or like, it's ramshackle, like, DIY self-promotion, right? Yeah. That, like, Sam Asghari, who pays attention to how people are getting attention, DIY'd this whole announcement in such a way that it... I'm not saying that it's for sure, and I'm not even saying it's airtight. I'm just saying it just sort of has a whiff of how that all happened.
It sounds familiar.
Right.
But again, that was like... there was like a week between that info, right?
Right. Well, there was the weekend where they were like, hey, we're breaking up. And then by Sunday, they were like, just kidding. That's true. We're not breaking up.
That's true.
And then there was like 3 weeks of conversation after that.
I just wonder, like, because again, maybe it's because I feel like Sam, the work Sam has been doing, like, what's interesting about this, whenever I see a story in TMZ that's close to Britney, I assume that that's probably Sam. Why? Mm-hmm. Because he always shows up. And a TMZ paparazzo is like, just happens to be at the gym when he's leaving. Yeah. So I'm like, he's just calling them and he's got a direct line. So maybe that's why I think he probably just, there's a phrase I can't use. He probably just messed up and then was like, oh, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. But then they were like, well, let's just go ahead and do it. I don't know. The other thing is, I wonder, I mean, can you imagine if, like, he wasn't planning on a, like, he hadn't proposed to her yet.
Right, and that ring showed up. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, I guess
Okay, I'm feeling that right now.
I mean, I don't know, but again, it makes me, because I just feel like there's, it's kind of Keystone Cops over there.
Like, it is super DIY.
Compared to J-Lo and Ben Affleck, I mean, I think Ben Affleck's a little more Keystone Cop-ish when it comes to managing the media, but certainly... Sam Asghari appears that way. Now, what I will say is, you know, the narrative very quickly when the word came that Britney had been engaged or is engaged, had been engaged.
Had been engaged.
Engaged.
Became engaged. Everybody was like, including but not limited to Octavia Spencer, who on her Instagram account was like, girl, you better get a prenup.
Like, that's her actual comment.
Yeah.
Blue check and everything.
Exactly. And so the world very quickly moved to be like, that's great. Hey, get a prenup, because we've been down this road before. And, like, I think Britney probably knows that. But anyway.
Well, which is interesting, because the latest headline on TMZ.com is exclusive. Britney Spears already taking prenup steps.
But what's interesting about that, and there's been this sort of narrative now about the prenup, is in addition to that story from TMZ, there's also a story in People talking about, like, it comes in layers. So the first layer was, you better get a prenup. And then Sam jokes about getting a prenup for himself because of his shoe collection, right? Like, ha ha. But then I think a lot of people are like, that's funny, but seriously, is she getting a prenup? And so that's when you have the exclusive that Holly just pointed out, which says, don't worry, sources tell TMZ that Britney has already taken steps to get a prenup drafted. Now, again, I don't know if that's true. I don't know who's saying it. It's probably like Sam.
Right, because then it takes the heat off.
Exactly. Right. Because I think a lot of people, you know, he thinks he's probably in the limelight, like, yeah.
Right.
I you know, I'm making this thing happen. And everybody's like, slow down there, kiddo. Because we don't want anything bad to happen to Britney.
Right.
And I will say,
everybody's on Team Britney right now.
With good reason, because, like, here's the other thing. Like, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm a little concerned. Like, she, like, flipped off. There's a picture of her flipping off the camera with the ring.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't feel like that's the best emotion to be engaging in this moment.
Well, oof. Because
it seems a little defensive.
Well, can I just, okay, so can I just give you my quick hot take? I'm going to make it as quick as possible. Because we're up against a break, but this is my quick hot take. It occurred to me when I saw that post with the ring finger flip off, which is technically not an actual flip off, but it was meant to look like a flip off, right?
Yeah.
That is very much directed toward the conservatorship, but also kind of like the conservatorship et al, meaning
not Al,
not Al, but everybody else, because I don't think it's any mistake that this engagement was announced on the day of the VMAs.
Why so?
Well, because one of the kind of, I don't know, I would say like a major moment in the story of Britney Spears and the conservatorship was that 2007 Gimme More performance she did, where it was supposed to be her comeback.
Yeah.
After she'd had her babies, after she'd shaved her head, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a absolute disaster. And she unraveled by all accounts backstage because she felt like she had just made a fool of herself. And all the jokes on the Monday morning quarterbacking basically said she had just made a fool of herself. And then all of that spun out into the conservatorship. And so there's this piece of me that feels like...
You said piece of me.
I did. That was not planned, but well-placed. There's this piece of me that feels like that was all about grabbing headlines from the VMAs as a way of sort of taking that back because it was humiliating for her that comeback.
It's weird though. Like, I mean, I'm totally on board for that, but then I'm like, why didn't they just have her like come on? I mean, get that girl on the VMAs. I know that wouldn't have probably. Right.
I feel like that's maybe like a few years down the road.
But like, I would have been like, pop that question on the, you know, on the catwalk.
Well, the good news is, speaking of the catwalk, speaking of the red carpet, I mean, they had that news in order to talk about it on the red carpet.
Yeah.
So her engagement ended up dominating the red carpet, the headlines. We're talking about it. We're not even like, not that I'm aware of. I don't think we have a whole lot to say about the VMAs today.
No.
Except for that we saw Madonna's butt. Okay. Like, this is the news today.
Yeah.
Britney Spears is engaged. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Britney. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to talk with our friend Elizabeth Reese. She's going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.